Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast. I'm so glad you decided to watch, listen, read, etc. Do it all to catch up on this amazing speaking tips podcast, where I always try and give lots of information to women in business or working their side hustle or doing a mixture of them all. If you're going to be a woman working in corporate where you need to speak effectively in the business format, this podcast is for you. And of course, I'm going to ask you to listen, enjoy all of the podcasts, but you know the drill. I ask, beg, plead you to subscribe, click the notifications button, give me a thumbs up, write a nice 5-star review for me as well, wherever you listen on Spotify, iTunes, whichever platform you pick, all right? Let's crack into this podcast. Okay, ladies, I have got an amazing guest in the record of us today. We have got with you today Roxy Everett. Now, you may know her, you may not. Okay, so just to introduce you, she is the owner of a mineral and cosmetic beauty company called Lave. So you get double for your money. So it's not just one, you get two great things in this company. So the mineral cosmetic size has a variety of essential products of mineral cosmetics for every skin type. And some of them I checked out was one called Kiss Me Blush. It looked amazing. And from day to night and special occasions, Lave has your look covered. And let me point out their differences. They only create products made with naturally occurring organic ingredients that are healthy for you and for the planet. So no horrible nasties are in there. And then the gift boutique side of the company, they've got cute t-shirts with tags like Mama of Drama and Be Fearless Baby Grower jumpsuits. But there's more. If you thought that this lady sounds busy enough with business, she still has time to be an amazing mother of two boys, and she's got some exciting news where she's 6 months pregnant with her first girl. Roxy works from home, so she knows and is a big expert in the queen of juggling work and play. Ladies, I am so grateful to introduce to you today on our podcast, Roxy Everett. So, Roxy, welcome to the podcast today. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. I'm doing great. That was just a wonderful introduction. You're just amazing. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it's so great to speak to you today because I really loved like how your company has two parts to it. It's got mineral cosmetics and it's also got like the boutique side and stuff. And just before we kind of get into the questions about speaking, how did you get your company together, like the name, and how did you get the idea of the two things together?
I am more on the cosmetic side. So I went to school to be an esthetician. And then after that, I was a PA at another mineral makeup company where I learned how to mix the minerals together and make the makeup. And then it just went from there. I was like, you know, I can do this myself. I have my own business. And my sister is actually more of on the boutique side. And so her last name is first three letters of the company, the L-A-Y. And then my last name is the last three letters. That's how we came up with Lave. And we just try to really put everything together. And I think it's good because it really has both sides to, you know, you've got your cosmetic line, but then if you want to go shopping on our website for your baby or your husband, you can do it all in one place. So we're really grateful for having such a variety.
Yeah, definitely. I really liked the combination. It was really interesting to hear how did the two kind of totally different worlds in a way fuse together to make one business. And that's really great that you've both got two different kind of expertise. And I like that you said that you were a PA at a mineral company before starting your own business and stuff. So you would have probably had to speak to a lot of different people, high level people, customers, contractors, things like that. So that kind of leads me to my first question I wanted to ask you, because you've probably got experience in speaking to a wide variety of people. Like, what advice would you give to our listeners when speaking to clients versus how would they speak to their friends? Like, what advice would you give?
Well, I know that I'm from the South, So I'm actually from North Carolina, and we hear a lot of honeys and sweeties and darling. And I want to say that these are words that I would say at my grandmother's house over tea or a girls' night out, drinking wine, having a normal conversation. But these just simply are not words that should be used when talking to a professional and trying to be a professional. Mm-hmm. Now, I hear a lot of professionals that are trying to get one-on-one with you that use these words, mm-hmm. and these words are just should not be in your vocabulary when you're trying to talk to a professional, but mm-hmm. only when you're talking to your friends. And I do know that it is hard enough as a woman being a business respect, mm-hmm. and because you are so scared of the unknown and you're scared that you won't be accepted, and you know, the men can definitely do it better. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of world that we've kind of grew up in, and we're us women are trying to embrace and change that. So talking with grace is only going to definitely help that situation. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like if you try to stay professional, sound professional, and not use all of the sugar, honey, bun, darling words when trying to gain a new client or gain a new product or mm-hmm. wholesale, making a connection there, that's really going to help you on set, make you sound like a better person, yeah. and definitely more of a professional.
Definitely. I can really like understand, like when you mention those words, it sounds like definitely I can hear that you're from the South, and even here, like in the UK, if you use those words trying to negotiate, like honey, sugar, darling, honey, it's like, oh, there's not a professional boundary there with those words. And it, and like you said, it can be challenging for women and some certain negotiations, who they're negotiating with and what companies and stuff, and definitely talk with grace and to be a professional. I think that was really, really great advice there about making sure just it's okay to be friendly, but a friendly professional, definitely. Mm-hmm. I definitely hear that. And definitely. Yeah, and then as well, just as well, that kind of leads me to think, like, what other tips can you give that we say about ourselves kind of online as compared to face-to-face speaking events? Because, you know, sort of kind of lockdown, in lockdown, coming out of lockdown, still doing business, but what advice would you give for online communications as compared to face-to-face?
Right, and this is where it can get a little tricky, but we as women want to feel power and encouragement and respect, and that our hard work is paying off. So we need to earn that we are speaking in a manner that we gain those things. Mm-hmm. So with that, you know, if you keep a professional voice with people, you're going to see, they're going to see you as a professional business woman. Mm-hmm. If you speak like you're trying to be some friend, a lot of them are not going to take seriously. Mm-hmm. So I do that reverse back to what I was kind of saying earlier. Always speak with grace. Always speak about what you know, and just always keep it professional. Yeah. If you keep it professional, they're going to be professional with you, and vice versa. You know, trying to be someone's friend, unfortunately, trying to be someone's friend in this business just doesn't pay off. So you just have to keep it professional and keep on moving. And people are going to see that, and they're going to see that encouragement, and they're going to respect you for that.
Yeah, definitely really just keeping it professional. And with the professionalism, I like what you said, it brings in respect rather than question like, can this person do the job, have they got the skill set? Going in the professional words, communication, it brings in that respect, which you definitely need going into business, let alone having a good service and product to negotiate with. And yeah, that was really great answer. I think it's really helpful about just being professional, putting that in your mindset when you're going in to talk as well. And then just as well, like kind of how things are changing in the world, like what exciting things are happening in your business at the moment that you think our listeners might be interested, that's happening for the rest of kind of 2020 for you?
Oh, Leanne, we are so excited. We have some really exciting things going on right now with Lathe. We're launching a line of all of our kits. So we actually have 9 blushes right now that we have a kit of. And so it's really cool because with this kit, you can be a different person every day with your blush. Or if there's a color that might be a little bit too dark for you but might fit one of your friends better.
Yeah.
Or get in. Let them try it out. Say, hey, girl, I know that you've been needing some new blush. You've been wearing the same color blush for a while now. Try this on. We also have this sample kit of our foundation just to find your exact right shade for you. That's super, super cheap. And then we have a new line of baby bows. Now, since I'm having a daughter, we're putting the baby bows on there. I'm actually I'm going to post on my Instagram and Facebook today of our new bows. They're custom bows with custom names. So it will have their names, and you can also purchase the wrap for your baby as well. So that'll be really cute for like newborn pictures. And so we're just super excited about it. We just really wanted to include the entire family in our cosmetic and boutique line. Since the makeup is all natural and gluten and paraben free, it can be used for small children in beauty all the way up to elderly. So we're super thankful for that. And just the same with our boutique, we want you to be able to click on our website and get something for the entire family. The sons and the husbands and just everybody, because I feel like there's a lot of boutiques that stay towards the girls and towards the women, and it's really hard to find a boutique that has the men's section or that has the boys section in there. So that we're very grateful for that, and we're going to keep pushing to put more products on and more items for the males. That way they can be a part of it too. Because I know being a boy mom before I got pregnant, it was so hard to find cute clothes for boys because there were two little areas for boys, and then the rest of the clothing store would be all pink and girly. And
yeah.
So we wanted to expand that and really, really help that out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little boys' clothes are always kind of a bit limited in choice. It's growing. It's a changing market, but I do remember going shopping with my friends for little boys stuff. It's like, where's all the cute stuff?
Right? Yes. We're going through that every day, and we want to try to help change that. So so for sure we're working more and more every day, especially in that part of our business.
Sounds great, definitely. Yeah, and then, yeah, just thanks so much for all of the advice you've given about kind of using kind of correct professional words that you said in at the beginning about avoiding sugar and darling and sweetie and stuff, and just go into kind of business negotiations with a professional tone. And I really loved as well about just being professional, just be a professional woman going into business. I thought that was a really great really great advice. And do you have any final thoughts you want to share with our listeners before you go?
Well, I would love for everybody to go check us out. It's LAYEV.com. Our Insta is growing by the day, so LAYEVE_online is our tag. And then our Facebook is LAYEVE_online. No underscore. So definitely go check us out. There's discount codes on there. If it's your first time, there's 15% off. If you Google us, you get an additional 10% off. So there's lots of discount codes in there that you can use to get advantage.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. Thank you so much. So you're on Instagram and Facebook, and you've got your website as well, haven't you?
Yes. I also have a Twitter account. It's the same, LAYEVE_online. I also have a podcast called Lave Ladies.
Nice.
So that's growing. Yeah, so we're growing by the day as far as that goes.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel, the Pinterest, which is the same, Lave _ online. Literally, if you Google Lave, you're going to find us across every platform, and because that's really what we are trying to accomplish.
You know,
any platform that you use, we want to be on there to be able to sell our products. But you get the best deal going to straight to the website at lave.com, because there are the extra discount codes available, the promo codes in there. So that's where you will get the best deal possible.
Sounds brilliant. Yeah, thank you so much, Roxy, for coming on today and just sharing about your life and about the business and the new kind of product lines coming out. Sounds really, really exciting. So thank you so much for coming on today. Yeah, it's been brilliant. Learned so much, and love to have you back on when new products come out, maybe in September, in autumn time or fall, as you call it, to hear what else is happening. It sounds really, really exciting. So thank you so much, Roxy, for coming on down to the podcast today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Well, okay, thank you so much for listening, watching, reading the podcast, etc., all about speaking tips. I hope you learned so much and you're going to be putting stuff into practice this very day, this week, this month. Come on, we've given you so much good information, you need to go and do something with it. All I'd ask for you to do is, you know the drill. If you haven't already, please subscribe, like, do a nice review for me. Let me know what you liked about today's podcast, where you think I can improve, whatever help do you want, what do you want to hear or see being done in my next upcoming podcast or videos, let me know. So whatever platform you're listening, please feel free to do a review. And you know you can always get hold of me on Leanne at leannesvoice.com. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast.